Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight, the magnitude 60 a.m. Pacific, near the town of Ferndale, followed by dozens of aftershocks. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. A convenience store worker on the tremor.
You kidding me? I'm so busy. It was a 6.5. What else do you need to know?
President Biden is condemning a rise in anti-Semitism. At a Hanukkah reception at the White House Monday night, Biden said he recognized fear that the behavior was becoming all too common.
As your president, I want to make this clear. As my dad would say, and many of you have said, silence is complicity. We must not remain silent. And I made no bones about it from the very beginning. I will not be silent. America will not be silent.
A Los Angeles jury convicted 70-year-old Harvey Weinstein Monday on one count of rape and two counts of sexual assault involving an Italian actress in her Los Angeles hotel room during a film festival in February of 2013. Other charges were dropped. Monday's mixed verdict follows nearly 3 years after a New York jury convicted Weinstein of similar charges. In that case, he was sentenced to 23 years in prison. Winter weather will hinder holiday travel plans across the United States this week. Some will begin spreading snow through the northern Rockies today, and it's going to start heading eastward. Meteorologist Joe Vistardi with Weather Bell on the big storm moving into Nebraska today.
We'll be getting 0-0 visibility, temperatures below zero, winds gusting 40, 50 miles an hour, and that is going to sweep eastward through the Midwest all the way into the Appalachians in the period Thursday night into Friday.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams fall to the Green Bay Packers 24-12. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of the 10 claims brought by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson dismissed 8 out of the 10 counts in Lake's election lawsuit. He ruled that they did not fall under the proper criteria. The 2 counts that Judge Thompson ruled can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on election day and ballot chain of custody. The United States is not the only country in the world with a crisis at their border. The United Kingdom wants to pay another country to take in their immigrants.
That plan is on hold for now, thanks to a ruling by the High Court, Britain's version of the Supreme Court. Britain's conservative government came up with a plan to pay Rwanda millions to host people caught living in the UK illegally. Their asylum claims would then be processed. Several groups questioned the legality of that deal, and the High Court agreed, saying that every person's claim must be assessed individually. I'm Richard Johnson.
SpaceX has successfully launched 3 Falcon 9 rockets in less than 34 hours apart, leaving the company only one more mission to go to reach CEO Elon Musk's ambition target of 60 launches in 2022. SpaceX began the feed on December 16th with the Falcon 9 launch of a joint U.S.-French surface, water, and ocean topography mission. I was out of Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop it. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop it. Hey,
well, good Friday morning, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We've got Horace Cooper with us. Yes, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, here to talk about all that's in the news. So much happening right now. Here I thought we would just have a chance to just go out and shop and enjoy the holidays. But, Brittany Griner, of course, talking about that. And, of course, the breaking news that Kyrsten Sinema says bye-bye to the Democrats, and she's registered as an independent, Horace Cooper.
Well, there's a lot that appears to be going on, indeed.
Yes. And, of course, let's throw Elon Musk into the play, too, because as he continues to unveil, more and more of the underbelly of the social media oligarchy and this cabal, wow. I mean, if you see what Twitter's doing, you go, okay. And of course, we know Zuckerberg has already admitted his collusion with the FBI cabalists. And, of course, the Project 21 Black Leadership Network has made its stand and said, we stand with Elon Musk in the battle for the future of civilization, right?
So we are seeing, as Elon Musk has taken ownership of Twitter, a significant level of information that probably never, ever would have been uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
The former FBI assistant director and general counsel apparently has played a role that was more consistent with protecting and promoting the interest of those Washington insiders rather than the needs and interest of the corporation that paid him. We are still awaiting all of the information about how the laptop from hell, as it is sometimes referred to, that the New York Post uncovered and was attempting to share with the American people the details about. We're still waiting for all of the details about how, what role Twitter played in preventing the disclosure of this. The newest revelations are that members of the center right and conservatives had their Twitter handles. Well, they don't use the word shadow banned. They had additional filtering is the term that they assess or apply. But what we know is at the end of the day, when posts were made by someone like Dan Bongino, they either weren't seen by even people who were following Dan Bongino, and they clearly weren't allowed to be circulated, and a number of other conservatives. There appears to have been a wholesale effort to minimize the ability of a right-of-center conversation to take place in what Twitter bills as its public square.
Mm-hmm. The The thing that comes up immediately in my mind, Horace, is that, you know, media, the Twitter leadership, Zuckerberg, I mean, before Congress, I mean, basically they lied because they said there was no shadow banning, none of this filtering that now we're finding out to be the case. Of course, people instinctively understood this. They knew this. But meanwhile, they go to the Hill and they just lie through their teeth. And, you know, I thought it was, you know, it was against the law to lie to Congress.
Well, there absolutely need to be referrals made by the committee, the relevant committees, where these false statements were made. Now, part of our problem is going to be getting the Department of Justice to agree to prosecute those individuals. I can just tell you this, especially for the ones that have been fired, even if the Department of Justice doesn't ultimately indict, they will formally reach out to the individuals where a referral has occurred. Congress or the committee may in fact formally send to the Department of Justice the details of statements that were made that were false and ask or request of this prosecution. The Department of Justice, even if it ultimately declines to carry out the prosecution, will in fact reach out to the individuals identified. Why do I say that? This is a $100,000+ experience for those named, whether or not a prosecution goes forward. If a prosecution goes forward, it could be upwards of $500,000. So there will be some consequence merely because a new party controls Congress and will see to it that those referrals occur.
This is amazing because, Horace, you know, with the Republicans taking over the House, I mean, there are so many cleanups here on every aisle of the store. I mean, they're going to be challenged to stay focused because they've only got so many months of active duty, so to speak, over this next 2-year period. And plus, on top of that, they're having to wade through the Nancy Pelosi legacy with all the budget, you know, tie downs that she's trying to hold into place that could absorb at least half of that time.
Well, absolutely, that's true. Now, I want your audience to be realistic. Now, here's a fact. As I said on your program, millions more Americans voted for freedom, voted for liberty, voted to against shutdowns, voted against inflation, than voted in the opposite direction. However, our founders specifically divided government between three branches, an executive, a legislative, and a judicial. And they specifically divided the legislature. All of these are checks and balances that actually protect us by not allowing a lot to be able to occur. And so if we get upset that the kinds of changes that we want to see didn't happen or aren't happening quickly, what we're saying is those stupid founders, how dare they disperse power in this way? What we need is we had an election. There's now a new party controlling the House of Representatives. All things are going to change. Well, that's not what our founders intended.
Right.
And it won't be simple to change it back. So what we need is a healthy appreciation for the things that are undertaken, even if those things don't succeed. Don't blame the homeowner for failing to shoot the burglar who broke into his house. Blame the burglar for attempting to break into the house. The left has shanghaied our budget. They have shanghaied the regulatory process. They have shanghaied many, many areas of liberty for the American people. When only one branch is in the hands of people who support freedom, don't blame that that branch, if they can't single-handedly undo or obfuscate those policies.
You're saying this is a lesson to be learned, and so be mindful of that, because more and more people are trying to understand and get their brain around the concept of we the people, Horace Cooper. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Horace after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, is with us. Horace, we were just talking off air that Project 21 Black Leadership Network was quick to take a stand with Elon Musk in the battle for the future of civilization. What seems to be missing here is, it's like you're a party of one. I mean, where is the outrage? I mean, they're just it should be a crowd of conservatives that that should be joining up with the Black Leadership Network and saying, yes, I mean, we have to support Elon Musk. You know, all that he's doing in terms of supporting our First Amendment, when all these years the social media oligarchs and the tyranny has been running rampant and squashed our First Amendment rights.
Absolutely, and some of the latest revelations demonstrate that there needs to be a groundswell of support on the right for this idea that the new management of Twitter is going to make sure that Twitter is a place that is welcoming for all perspectives. Mm-hmm. We at Project 21 aren't condemning people who happen to be minority who are not conservatives or who are not moderates. We welcome all perspectives in the political arena. Twitter, for the longest time, was only welcoming one perspective, and not just the mainstream left, but the hard left perspective. Now that they're offering a view that all perspectives can be, they are owed. We need, as a movement, to agree, to join in, and say, please continue, and we thank you for what you're doing. You may or may not know, but the usual suspects have reached out to Twitter and Elon Musk, demanding a meeting because they say, now under his ownership, hate speech against minorities has skyrocketed. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
The data shows exactly the opposite. But the usual suspects, whether that's the NAACP, whether that's the Urban League, whatever these groups are attempting to say they want the control they had before.
Right.
We are asking to be a counter voice to that, and we welcome the rest of the conservative movement not to make Twitter a conservative space, but to make it a space where everybody can come and participate.
Yeah, and it's amazing that the leadership is asking for free space for all, as opposed to these other groups that you mentioned. They just want, they want their space protected. Well,
not just protected, they want it to be exclusive. Mm-hmm. They want to go back to the way that it once was. Ireland's Supreme Court decided this past week that praying in front of an abortion clinic is not a protected behavior. We have a First Amendment in America, and that kind of ruling could never be upheld. What Twitter had promised when it first started and was receiving the protection of all voters by the legal rules that protect it or indemnify it from lawsuit was that they were going to also be a place where the First Amendment was operational. Not that they were government, but that they would agree to operate under the same ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
We're now finding out that is not true.
Exactly.
And I am hopeful that more investigation may reveal not just all the people who lied, but there may have, in fact, been a government relationship to encourage them to continue squelching the kinds of speech. The government can't tell you you can't pray in front of an abortion clinic, but the government also can't say to the clinic, you need to prosecute people who are praying. That is the same behavior. And we want to find out whether or not the government has been doing something similar with Twitter.
Well, in a sense, they have. I mean, it was revealed a couple of years ago that the FBI went to Twitter, Facebook as well, and warned of this possible hack and leak operation by Russia, which was all purposeful. And that was to squelch anything, as you mentioned earlier, about the laptop from hell. And here it is. The Democrats are always yelling about voter suppression. And we can define voter suppression in all sorts of ways. And the FBI single-handedly got involved in the 2020 election and, I dare say, suppressed the vote.
They suppressed the vote and they prevented our democracy from working out as it normally might. I am no fan of Russia. But let me just say this. Russia has attempted to influence the American election since about 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how successful have they been? Not very much. What's ironic here is Russia tries every year. By the way, China tries. China has been trying mostly since the late 1990s, but China tries every election cycle. What's ironic is only Washington has succeeded some 16 to 17 million votes would have likely been different had Washington not intervened the way that they did. Someone needs to find out who was it that drafted the letter that bald-facedly said that this was Russian propaganda, the information that the New York Post was reporting on. Not who signed it, who drafted it, who initiated this, because that person, our persons, needs to explain on what basis they did so. That was interfering with the American democratic experiment.
But look at what happened in 2015, 2016. I mean, here we are, we're so worried about the Russian involvement, and Hillary Clinton brings the Russians into play with this Oppo research that the FBI ran with and made a big mess out of 2016 and left the people wondering, you know, is Donald Trump legitimate or not? Does he have connections with the Russians? So what do? We spend, what, $70 million on a bunch of attorneys looking into this, a special prosecutor and everything, and they come up with bupkis. And the thing is, the deck was stacked as it was. I mean, what, you had 20 Democratic attorneys, most of which had even supported the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, this thing is such a mess and stinks to high heaven. You know, Horace, we've got to have some middle ground here. We've got to be able to have some sobriety to where we can, you know, maybe have confidence in our government again. But it just seems there's such a rank corruption that's taken place. It's no wonder people are fed up. It's no wonder Kristen Sinema is saying, hey, the heck with this politics stuff and the Democratic Party. I'm just going to be independent.
Absolutely. So I preface my statement with I'm no fan of Russia.
Yes.
But Russia spent less than America spent in 2015 and 16 and 17 investigating Russia's role. We absolutely watched a effort to suppress the facts that were happening. It doesn't mean I love Russia to say Russia's efforts were largely inconsequential. It doesn't mean that I think it's great that Russia attempted. But your audience needs to understand that what Russia did was not impactful. What Russia continues to do is not impactful in our election. But what has been impactful is what Washington has been doing. And fortunately, Ms. Sinema and Mr. Manchin didn't agree. There was an attempt to control every election in America with a radical piece of election legislation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, Washington controlling our democracy. If democracy in America is at threat, we know where it comes from.
Without a doubt. Horace Cooper, this was the second installment of the Twitter files revealing these secret blacklists. More to come, huh?
I'm very much hopeful.
Horace Cooper, he is the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Winter weather will hinder holiday travel plans across the United States this week. Some will begin spreading snow through the northern Rockies today and start heading east. Meteorologist Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell on the big storm moving into Nebraska today.
Coming to Nebraska by tomorrow night, for instance, you'll be getting 0-0 visibility, temperatures below zero, winds gusting 40, 50 miles an hour.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts on Monday temporarily halted the end of Title 42 policy that allows the United States to expel migrants from the southern border. Roberts issued the administrative stay pending the High Court's decision. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says they're already seeing 2,500 people a day cross into the USA illegally.
And that's 150,000 coming through in a single month, and that's where the federal government and the state will need to help us.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Christmas to you. It is the season, isn't it? A lovely time of year, and this is a week for rejoicing, our third week of Advent. Great to have you with us. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. She is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair, and she is saying that Republicans need to stand firm on the CR proposal length, which is relevant when we're considering a possible government shutdown this Friday. Hey, Jenny Beth, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us.
And Merry Christmas. It's so good to be with you.
You all ready? Everything's all set. The kids are all nestled and hot chocolated up and ready for a great Christmas season?
Yeah, it's just like a Hallmark movie, or I don't watch Hallmark anymore. I watch Great American Christmas. I wish it was like that, but it will be when it needs to be.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing. This is what we love about tradition. You know, people that want to blow up tradition, they can do whatever they want. And when you think about it, it's been the tyranny of the minority. A small number of people want to dispossess these great legacy traditions that you and I grew up with. And it's amazing. I find it quite interesting how innate they are. And how the kids respond to it, you know, innately. I mean, and you go, how did you learn that? It's just amazing. There's just something real special about this season that holds true no matter what.
That is exactly right. Of course, Jesus is the reason, and we keep focused on the real meaning behind Christmas. The traditions that go along with that, they give comfort and and they give reassurance and they give stability. And it's important, no matter what the traditions are, that we make time for them so that our children understand and appreciate that and they have something to look forward to each year.
I got to tell you, Jenny Beth, I am increasingly proud of Americans that are holding to these values and realizing the exchange that the left wants to offer and progressives and Marxists want to offer is something that's dark and dank. It is not pleasant. It is not joyful. And look at, I feel for some of these kids still in the retail operations, and it seems that some of these businesses have kind of realized that, look at, if people say Merry Christmas to you, say Merry Christmas back. It's not a problem. And if they say Happy Holidays. You know, to me, it's a blessing. You know, I'm casting off a blessing for the season when I say Merry Christmas to you. And that's what's in my heart, and hopefully you can receive it. And, you know, I'm seeing people, maybe because of where we are right now and all that we've been struggling with, is that there's a movement, there's a return to the truth. And the truth helps us anchor on these first principles that you and I have been touching on.
That is exactly right, Bill. You are right. And I've worked retail throughout my entire time that I was in college. And I think it would be very difficult today to have to go through all the hoops to be politically correct the way that so many retailers expect today.
Well, let's talk about the topic, government shutdown offing by this Friday, possibly. What do you think?
I think we'll see exactly what happens. There may be a one-week continuing resolution. That is alarming and concerning to me, and it should be to everyone, because if there is a one-week continuing resolution, it is indicative of the fact that Senator Schumer thinks he can get enough Republicans to cave on an overall omnibus spending bill that will push spending will define spending all the way until the next fiscal year begins, which is October 1st, 2023. Mm-hmm. And I think this is so wrong, Bill. It is the way that Democrats and the people who are in Congress right now in this lame duck session, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They did not want to follow the rules and pass the budget and the spending bills the way they were supposed to when this fiscal year began, which was this past October. Instead, mm-hmm. they punted and kicked the can down the road, and because they didn't want to be held accountable when elections came just a few weeks later on those votes. But now that they don't have to worry about elections again for almost 2 years, or maybe never again because they may be retiring from Congress, now they want to pass a massive bloated spending bill and not give the opportunity to the new people who are just elected the chance to weigh in on it.
Exactly. Well, the critical question people should ask is, why are the Democrats doing this? They don't do anything unless it's to their advantage, right?
You are right. And I would say, to be fair, I think that most politicians are that way no matter what. They are looking at what's in it for them first and foremost. But that is exactly right. They want to pass a liberal agenda. They want to codify that liberal agenda with the spending and allocating money for that. And we just need to say no. You can pass a spending bill, but it needs to go until January or very early February. So the new people who become members of Congress in January have the opportunity to weigh in on this. If they passed it back in September, it'd be a different story, but they didn't do their job when they were supposed to.
Right, exactly. Well, what they do in essence here, Jenny Beth, and you and I addressed this earlier, is they basically even kick our vote down the road. I mean, here we voted to put, Republicans in power in the House, and what they do by deferring or basically extending Nancy Pelosi's agenda to the end of this fiscal year, they basically neuter the incoming Republican Party and, in a sense, mollify the vote that was just given to put Republicans in charge of the House. And here they are. I mean, you only got 2 years. And so basically 1 year is going to be potentially chewed up by the CR. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's right. Now, some may argue, and they would have a legitimate argument, too. They may argue, well, they are elected for a full 2-year term. This term doesn't end until January 3rd. Okay, that's true. But they also were supposed to have done this before the fiscal year started, and they did not. And they abdicated their duty and responsibility, and I don't think that that kind of abdication of duty and responsibility should be rewarded with a vote that provides no accountability for these people. That's just wrong.
Exactly.
It is a mockery of the kind of government we are supposed to have, a representative government. They don't want to represent us. They don't want to have accountability. They're looking out for what's best for them and trying to find ways to sneak around that accountability every which possible way they can.
Well, Jenny Beth, this is what sickens the American people and the electorate, because this is what leads you to $31 trillion in debt, is when everything is, you know, foremost through the political lens. Just as you said, it is not in the interest of the American people. It's a political interest. And this is what causes us. And every time we get down to this, you know, we have to wade through the political morass and, you know, surrender common sense.
That is exactly right. That is exactly what's happening. And that's why there are members of the Senate who are standing up against this right now. We just need to make sure they cannot get to cloture. If they get to cloture, then they're going to have a deal. And that will be bad for all of us. The Republican members of the Senate need to stand up for their newly elected colleagues in the House of Representatives. They need to stand up for the new majority and to understand that they will have more negotiating power in January than they do right now.
Exactly.
That benefits them, but most importantly, it benefits the American people. And some of these people who are coming in January, they're not Republicans, they're Democrats. It doesn't matter. The fact is, they deserve the right to weigh in on this decision, since the current Congress abdicated their responsibility.
Well, Jenny Beth, our phone calls have worked before, and we need to get on the phones and make those calls to our senators, our representatives, to let them know that they need to keep in mind the electorate and the people who are voting for them. How can they do this?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
And get involved, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, we're not asking for a full-time job here. I mean, for the sake of this country, for the sake of the next generation, your grandkids, who are going to look back and say, Mom and Dad, where were you when all this was happening? You know, look, it'll only take a couple of minutes. Get involved. Again, go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Right, Jenny Beth?
That's right.
You got it. Thank you so much.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Numbers USA Vice President Chris Chmielewski is with us to report on the illegal immigrant surge that's expected post-Title 42. Chris, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so the Biden administration has postured and set this whole agenda up, and the invasion continues at the border.
Yeah, we're seeing, not only did we see more than 1,000 crossings at one time yesterday or the day before. My days are a little mixed up right now, but thousands of other foreigners just waiting on the other side of the border for Title 42 to officially be lifted, even though the Biden administration really hasn't enforced it to its fullest extent. But yeah, once Title 42 is gone, it's the floodgates are going to open up. And when you didn't think things could get worse, just wow, it's going to get worse.
Well, no wonder. I mean, you know, you got the border states. Others are just in outrage. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, because this is the responsibility. National security is the sole responsibility of the president, and they're not doing anything about it. I mean, this is like the Jan Brewer moment, if you remember, on the tarmac, face-to-face, the governor of Arizona and Barack Obama. And, you know, just saying, look at, I mean, she was pleading with them. You know, we need your help, but no interest.
Yeah. And so what's interesting, though, you wonder if we are going to near some sort of a tipping point just because, you know, you've got, so just yesterday alone, the New York Times put this record border crossing, illegal border crossing, on the front page of its newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I know that at least Good Morning America, ABC News, is covering it, and their reporter described it as the worst he's ever seen it down on the border. So the Biden administration is at risk of starting to lose its top ally, and that's the mainstream media. So you wonder if that would even be enough to change course. But as of right now, they seem steadfast in their agenda, and that's to allow in as many people as possible, regardless of whether they're coming in legally or illegally.
As Dianne Feinstein says, the dogma in you runs deep. And so the confusing thing for the American people is, trying to figure out, I'm saying, we forget about trying to figure out the dogma. I mean, just look at the actions. The actions are unconscionable in what they're doing. I think we're overanalyzing this. You know, we just need to respond and, you know, with a very simple message. Hell no. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's somewhat ironic. You know, they were so critical of the Trump administration for the border search that back in 2017 and these huge holding facilities and being overrun with people. They're so overrun now that they have to put people outside of those holding facilities that the Trump administration built.
Yes.
And guess what? It gets really, really cold in the desert this time of year.
Exactly.
These people are sitting outside for hours upon hours in, you know, 30 degree weather. But, you know, and unless we see these visuals on television and we start to see it more on mainstream television, I just don't see the Biden administration changing course. This is their opportunity post-election to do something. Mayorkas is going to face calls for impeachment when the Republicans take over the House next year. We're going to be in front of a Congress testifying every single day, but there's no change in course.
Yeah, he's going to be the one that continues to take one for the team, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt, but meanwhile, our country continues to get overwhelmed, and Joe Biden is deaf to, you know, to the outcry of American citizens, and, you know, here it is. I mean, can we handle two more years of this, Chris?
I don't know if we can. I mean, we obviously can. We're a big country, so there are places for us for these folks to go. But you just look at, you know, what are they going to do? Are they coming into work? Mm-hmm. Because there's a whole lot of companies that are laying off workers right now, and it looks like we're going to probably hit a full blown recession into next year. So, you know, there's going to be massive loss of jobs for American workers. You're going to have this massive flood of foreign workers essentially coming into the country. I mean, at some point, this whole thing has to blow up. But, you know, like I said, no change of course from the administration. They seem to be running down this road as fast as they can with a little concern for what happens in the future.
Well, it's one thing, Chris, to have the land, you know, that could potentially accommodate, you know, these immigrants, but it's another thing yet. We're running out of money. I mean, who's writing the check on this?
Exactly. Running out of money and running out of water in some parts of the country.
Exactly. So I mean, this is so inopportune. And okay, so, you know, based on all that you've investigated, and because you've been on top of this, I mean, we've been talking about this, it seems, endlessly. But again, nobody else is, Chris. You know, like you said, the mainstream media has kind of gone along. They've carried the water, so to speak, for, you know, this president, this administration. But, you know, to the best of your analysis, who is behind this? And why are we having our border overrun like this? I mean, there's got to be more than just, I hate Trump and I got to do something else. I mean, there's something else behind all this. Just like you said, it defies logic.
Right, right. No, I think this is the philosophy. This is the philosophy of certain members within the administration, which is scary. And I'll get back to that in a second. But, you know, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, you look at his past history, he's voiced his opinion about this. He thinks we should let in as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. That's always been his position. But what's interesting is even under the Obama administration, the Domestic Policy Council was run by Cecilia Munoz, who was a former vice president, I believe, of the National Council of La Raza.
Mm-hmm.
And even these policies are more extreme than what we saw under the Obama administration. So it just gives you a little bit of an idea. But truly, I think that this is the philosophy of the people within the political appointees within the Department of Homeland Security. And the Biden White House is just allowing them to do whatever they want.
And so, in other words, they want us to follow the lead of European nations and even South American nations that drop their border guard and just let people come en masse, change the demography, and, you know, just end up putting these countries behind the eight ball and basically rolling them back, you know, in some cases, you know, 20, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, their philosophy is fairness. That tends to be the driving philosophy for these folks. So they do. They believe in their heart's part that it is unfair that America is a rich country and you have poor countries within our own hemisphere, and we need to be helping those people. And the best way to help them is for them all to come here and,
exactly.
and to be part of the American, you know, I want to say American dream, but that's not even it. They want them to join the dependent class, the class
yeah.
that's dependent on government benefits. That's the reason why they don't think the best approach would be to go down there and help them where they actually live, but rather bring them all here so they can become part of our system.
Yeah, Tennessee Bob reminds us, Chris, that Joe Biden's vision is that America would be united with Mexico. And if you remember that reference,
right.
of course, the next big dream is, hey, look, we'll do the triumvirate there between, you know, Canada, America, and Mexico.
Right, right. Yeah, and these countries from Central and South America, their governments are sitting there thinking, well, we can take care of our nation's poor, or we can just ship them off to America.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be more than happy to take them.
I think some of the leaders are realizing that that's ultimately ineffective. It's not in the best interest of America or even
right.
their own country. I mean, you can't just empty out your
no.
people out of your own country like this, because guess what? You're losing manpower.
Right.
What are you getting for? What's the exchange?
Yeah, we call it brain drain, but
yes.
it's more than that, because brain drain is typically when we take the best and the brightest from other countries and bring them here. But this is, as you mentioned, it's manpower. These are laborers. These are people mm-hmm. that work in, you know, Nancy Pelosi says we need these folks to pick crops down in Florida. Well, mm-hmm. you know, Central America needs these folks to pick crops in their countries too.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And to build roads and to build buildings and things. So, it can't be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't reached that critical tipping point yet where they're willing to do anything about it.
Well,
to tell the Biden administration to stop letting all these people in and stop inviting them.
Right. Well, you know, for the Democrats, they love a dependent class. And it's like they're just refilling their tank with dependency.
Right.
You know, people that
yeah.
they can control. This, you know, this leverages their power, does it not?
It absolutely does. It definitely tilts the scale in their favor when they've got traditional Democratic groups moving away from them. So it does explain things.
It's hard to consider that a fellow citizen, and particularly a political leader, would be engaged in such a diabolical process. I mean, this is against the Constitution, against the American people. And the American people need to see this, you know, loud and clear, because, well, I'll tell you, we got pain like you haven't realized before coming around the corner here if this continues. Chris Chmielewski, Merry Christmas. Thanks, buddy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.